Warning signs of a seizure. A seizure is a sudden and unexpected alteration of the electrical activity in the brain. If milder, it can go unnoticed, but in some cases, it can affect people's behavior, movements, and consciousness. Many people with recurring seizures can live independently and have rewarding careers. The warning signs of a seizure empowers people to make life-changing decisions that will lead to a self-reliant and meaningful life. If you still need assistance in your daily life routines, our professional support and humanized care can help you reach your maximum and live up to your full potential. What is a seizure? A seizure is a sudden and unanticipated imbalance in the brain's electrical rhythm and activity. It can result in a single or recurring episodes, depending on the cause. Two or more recurring seizures that appear between an interval of 24 hours and with no known cause may indicate epilepsy. Seizures can be provoked by another physical reaction within the body or can occur unexpectedly with a not known or predictable trigger. Different types of seizures can appear with varying symptoms and intensity. Typically, a seizure can last from 30 seconds to as long as 2 minutes. If a seizure doesn't end in 5 minutes, it is regarded as a medical emergency. Recurring seizures are addressed with medication treatment. However, as most seizures occur unexpectedly, it is essential that you learn how to recognize the warning signs of a seizure on time. Symptoms of seizure. The signs and symptoms of seizure are different in every individual. However, the most common traits that can help you recognize that someone is having a seizure include uncontrollable shaking or jerking with arms and legs losing awareness, rapid and uncontrollable blinking, dizziness and confusion, space staring and lack of response to touch or speech. What causes a seizure? Our nerve cells, neurons, communicate through electrical and chemical signals. Any potential alteration in the nerve cell communication can result in a seizure. Some seizure disorders are genetic, while others can be developed during a lifetime due to various factors. Epilepsy is the most frequent cause of seizures in people. However, not everyone who has experienced a seizure is diagnosed with epilepsy. Common factors that may act as potential seizure triggers are brain infections that cause meningitis or encephalitis, a high fever that may result in febrile convulsions or febrile seizures, low blood sugar levels, brain injury or a stroke, sleep deprivation, specific medications with side effects that result in seizure, low sodium levels in the blood, certain drugs or opiates, often when combined with alcohol, excessive use of alcohol or alcohol withdrawal, stages of a seizure. The key to successfully managing a lifestyle with seizures is to understand better the four different stages of a seizure and what is happening in your brain during an episode of a seizure. Each stage appears with different symptoms and with different patterns. Therefore, it is essential to learn the main phases of a seizure and how to recognize the warning signs respectively. Prodrome or ictal post-ictal warning signs of an incoming seizure. Our body sends a range of warning signs that may anticipate an oncoming seizure. Our guideline will help you recognize the signs on time so you can help yourself or another person stay safe during and after the seizure. Prodrome stage. The prodromal stage is considered the earliest warning sign of an upcoming seizure. It is commonly referred to as an intuitive or subjective anticipation of an impending seizure. The prodrome phase typically appears several hours or sometimes days before the actual episode occurs. Around 20% of people with recurring seizures or epilepsy experience the prodrome period, which can be beneficial for the individual to foresee and prepare oneself for an upcoming seizure. Common warning signs of an oncoming seizure in the prodrome stage include unexplained confusion, restlessness, anxiety, frequent mood changes, irritability, headaches, tremor in one or more parts of the body. The prodromal phase is not regarded as a part of the episode, but it's instead a messenger of a seizure. Aura stage. The aura stage is also called the early ictal phase. Based on statistics, almost 65% of people with recurring seizures or epilepsy go through the phase of aura. However, there are many people who do not experience the early ictal stage, and they should focus on other early signs that might help them anticipate the seizure. The symptoms of the aura phase depend on the type of seizure, intensity, and the affected brain area. The most frequent signs of the early ictal phase include unusual smelling experience, bitter and acidic taste in the mouth, blurred vision, numbness and out-of-body experience, OBEs, tingling and twitching in the extremities, buzzing in the ears, nausea and upset stomach, pain in the head, arms or legs, eye flashes, déjà vu. Feeling like you have already experienced something that is happening right now, hallucinations. Seizures can start in one or both sides of the brain. The start of a seizure is considered the seizure onset. In the aura phase, the seizure usually starts on one side. It can sometimes progress towards the other hemisphere of the brain following seconds or minutes after the onset. According to UK Epilepsy Associations, the aura stage is also called the focal onset seizure. If the onset spreads towards the other parts of the brain, it can affect a person's consciousness and awareness to various extents. Active seizure ictal stage. The ictal phase is considered the actual seizure episode. This is the stage when an intense burst of electrical activity occurs in the brain. Symptoms and duration are different in each person with recurring seizures or epilepsy. Common symptoms of ictal stage seizure include reduction of awareness, memory lapses, confusion, unusual smells, tastes and sounds, hearing difficulty, speaking difficulty or uttering peculiar words, body convulsions and twitching, uncontrolled body movements, breathing difficulty, loss of muscle function, paleness, inability to move or speak, dilated pupils, unusual facial tics such as lip smacking or chewing after seizure. Post-ictal stage. The post-ictal stage is also called the recovery phase, in which people feel the effects of the seizure. Many people get better straight away, whilst others may need minutes or hours to return to the usual pace line. The recovery phase depends on the type of seizure and which brain area was affected. The common signs of the post-ictal stage include general discomfort, nausea, mild or intense headaches or migraines, memory issues, increased blood pressure, muscle weakness in the arms and legs, dizziness, confusion, difficulty remembering words and names, emotional sensitivity. What can you do if you think you're about to have a seizure? If you feel like you're about to have a seizure, it is essential to stay calm and avoid excitation, as these are some of the potential triggers of an epileptic episode. Further, you need to breathe deeply and make sure to find a safe place to prevent any risk if you lose awareness. The following lines may help you go through the next seizure journey safely. If you think you're about to have a seizure, it is recommended that you consider the following steps. Avoid activities like driving or cycling and make sure you are not alone. If possible, ensure to be in a sitting or a laying position. Avoid activities like cooking, open flames or sharp objects. Sidestep from heights, stairs or similar. Avoid being near water and water activities. If you do uncontrolled movements during or after the epileptic episode, make sure to lock the doors, contact someone and inform them that you feel like you're about to have a seizure, and make sure they will come and check on you. Finally, the most important thing is to stay calm and positive, knowing that this will all be over in just several seconds or minutes. Can an incoming seizure be predicted? According to the Epilepsy Foundation, a survey confirmed that some people could predict the incoming seizure. The power of anticipating the seizure in these individuals is related to their high intuitiveness and self-awareness. Another way to help you predict the subsequent seizure is by keeping a diary of symptoms and activities. Before the seizure occurs, the diary can help with the 6-hour prediction window that you can use to prevent the seizure from happening. Make sure to record the essential points that might help you predict the next seizure, including activities you were performing, foods and drinks you consumed, medications, prescribed or over-the-counter, supplementations you are taking, duration of the seizure, symptoms during the seizure, what to do during and after someone is having a seizure. In most cases, epileptic seizures do not cause medical emergency. The best way you can help if someone is having a seizure is to keep them safe and comfortable until the end of the seizure. Here are some beneficial tips you can learn and use if someone around you experiences a seizure. Place them in a safe position, preferably in a lying position. Turn the person onto their side to prevent choking. Check their breathing and loose their thigh belt or anything that can restrain the breathing. Check the time of the start and end of the seizure. Avoid putting anything in their mouth like fingers, liquids or food. Stay with them until they are fully recovered. If the person is a wheelchair user, you will need to lock the pedals and try not to move the person. Gently support their head until the seizure is over. When an epilepsy seizure becomes a medical urgency, It's the first time a person experiences a seizure. If the seizure lasts longer than 2 minutes. If the person with seizures has a chronic health condition like diabetes. If the person with a seizure is carrying a child. If the person continues being confused or dizzy for a longer period after the seizure has finished. Feeling safe with Unique Community Services epilepsy support and care. At Unique Community Services, promoting self-reliance in people with complex care is our main goal and value. We provide bespoke support and assistance to children and adults with additional needs in the comfort of their homes. Our clinicians and support workers entail compassion, empathy, and integrity in everything we do, including personal care, mobility assistance, medication administration, running errands, and many more. Our team of highly trained professionals deliver all-encompassing and humanized care to individuals in need. We strive to make the world a better place to live for everyone we support. Our competent clinicians, as healthcare professionals, will support and care for your loved ones by building trust as the journey progresses. Being present and listening attentively is our fundamental, because we understand how the presence of clinicians can be the greatest gift to families and their loved ones. We provide support services in Bristol and Manchester. Contact us now, and we will create an individual care plan tailored to your specific needs and preferences. Latest posts. What are learning difficulties? Blog. Learning difficulties affect children and adults of all ages. Learning difficulties are a difference in understanding, processing, and learning information. They read more common Down syndrome associated conditions. Blog. Down syndrome, or Down's syndrome, is when a person is born with an extra chromosome. Having an extra chromosome copy in your read more Asperger's syndrome. Signs and causes. Blog. Asperger's syndrome is a neurological difference and is part of autism spectrum disorder. Individuals with Asperger's syndrome may experience difficulties with read more